Carter, a BDSM romance story, written by Denise Rose, narrated by Michelle Jones. Chapter 1. Chloe was sick of these types of occasions, going to fancy parties while her husband just worked the room, trying to impress everyone who was there. She had her friends, but none of them were here. A benefit dinner for some billionaire that she didn't even care about, and she didn't even know what the proceeds were for. She followed routine and donned her expensive black dress and jewelry as she headed to the next engagement she was expected to attend. What was worse is that she couldn't even drink, as she opted to be the designated driver for the evening, a decision that she regretted after about half an hour of being at the party. She may live in a world of wealth now, but it wasn't her world, and the wives of the other men only talked about how much their cars cost or how much it cost to send their children to school. Chloe's husband was a handsome man, though, and she thought she had it all when she found him, a rich man who could give her everything she wanted, with a few children further down the line. A year into the marriage, though, and he'd already lost interest in her, and Chloe had convinced herself that he was having an affair. He started staying at work longer, being more guarded with his phone, and there were more unexplained absences. The compliments had dried up, too, and Chloe was left wondering if it was her that was the problem. She still loved him, though, or so she thought, but maybe she was wrong. Maybe these negative feelings were just a period of doubt that would pass. She still lusted over him, but she didn't know whether that was due to his looks, his personality, or his wealth. One thing she was certain of, though, was that her desires weren't being met. Chloe and her ex-boyfriend's sex used to be wild. It was full of blindfolds, whips, and gags, and she loved it all. She had tried to convince her husband James to try some new things in the bedroom, but he was far too vanilla for any of that. Chloe thought that she could work on it over time, but with very little success so far. She hoped to unlock James's hidden desires. However, she had yet to find the key. At the party, Chloe tried to play the perfect wife all night, but she was getting increasingly bored. James would only ever come over now and again to see how she was doing, as Chloe clock-watched and waited until the time when they would eventually leave. Thankfully, at about 1 a.m., James decided it was time for home, and he was tipsy, but not too drunk. "Did you have a nice night?" asked Chloe.
"Yeah, it was great."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?